This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:39. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now it's time for Today on Twitter. And the hashtag in focus is hashtag Pataling Street.
So this is because today, the prosecutor in the 1MDB trial, Datuk Sri Gopal Sriram, likened the financial situation of 1MDB to a Chinese coffee shop in Pataling Street. I'm going to get to exactly why that happened. This was said when he was objecting to the line of questioning in the cross-examination by the defence counsel, Wan Aizuddin Wan Mohamed, of the prosecution witness Muhammad Hazim Abdul Rahman. So Wan Aizuddin had said that he was trying to show that there was mismanagement and negligence by examining a prospectus submission to Bursa Malaysia related to 1MDB. And at this point, Datuk Sri Gopal Sriram interjected and said, "It appears that 1MDB's finances were run like a Chinese coffee shop in Pataling Street. Our case is that Joe Low was a mirror image of the accused. That is our case. We are prepared to tolerate this line of cross-examination only because it is completely irrelevant to our case."
So let's just say that if you look on Twitter, as it turns out, people take their coffee shops and Pataling Street very seriously because people are very, very quick to point out, actually, Pataling Street and coffee shop, much better organized and, you know, much better run.
I get my food on time. They're still profitable. So there's been a lot of, I wouldn't say pushback, but more like people rising to the defense of coffee shops, as they should. I mean, the coffee shop is an institution in Malaysia. And yes, I mean, I think it looks chaotic, certainly, but most of them have a pretty well-oiled system at this point in time, or at least so I would assume, based on my observations as a rather frightened customer who's just sitting there and waiting for my change.
I also think that actually it's the linking of this 1MDB that has gotten so many people interested, right? Who would have honestly thought we'd see hashtag 1MDB and hashtag Pataling Street appear on the same tweets? But here we are. And I know that it was actually just a metaphor, a throwaway comparison, but I think sometimes looking at it through this lens of like something that's a little bit ridiculous and a little bit funny is one of the joys of going on Twitter.
It is. It's also one of the joys specifically of, do people still say Twitter Jaya or should I be calling it just Malaysian Twitter?
I like Twitter Jaya. I always love that phrase.
Yes. So I think that the specific joys of local Twitter are of local jokes or local clapbacks, what have you. And in this case, I think the fact is that what was said in court was a very localized example, and therefore the kinds of discourse and conversation we're seeing around it is equally deeply Malaysian of people saying, hey, according to lived experience, I don't think this is accurate, which is not to take away from the burn that this was supposed to inflict. But I think that what we're getting at is, while there are joys in the specificity of local language, perhaps we can find a better comparison.
Well, I have one in mind. I've been thinking about this for a while. But first, I will say we are open. We're taking comparisons. What other local comparisons can we make to 1MDB? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, I've come up with one. I'm very proud of it. I will say, first off, I love durian, so it's not an insult to durian. However, I'm comparing it to durian. It's rich, but to many people, it stinks.
I really love that. I am, however, going to burst your bubble. I'm so sorry. Only because I don't know whether there are people waiting in the wings to declare 1MDB their favorite thing about Malaysia.
I know. Whereas perhaps the most notorious thing.
Yes, that's true. That is very true. The most notorious thing, the thing that people bring up as sort of a Malaysian boogeyman whenever they want to reference the scariest parts of our nation. Because otherwise, the problem with the durian analogy, great though it is that you have people just waiting in the wings, waiting their moment to leap to the defense of durian whenever anybody speaks against it. And I don't know, maybe that person exists here in Malaysia at the moment, though. I'm not sure how many Malaysians are like, 1MDB, let me get my sword and shield and run out to the field and defend it.
No, and I very much think that actually if I were to take this seriously, I would also have people on Twitter Jaya, as it were, criticizing my comparison and talking about how durian should never appear in a conversation about 1MDB. Did you have a local comparison that you think would suit?
No, I was out here busy bursting your bubble. Have you not been paying attention? This is what I've been doing. No, I need to dwell on it a little bit more. I'm hoping that ideas will come from what people share, because again, I quite love the idea of, I'm going to go back to the original statement. So we're talking about this because Petaling Street is trending on Twitter, and that is as a result of the prosecutor in the 1MDB trial, Dato' Sri Gopal Sriram, saying it appears that 1MDB's finances were run like a Chinese coffee shop in Petaling Street. And I think what we're looking for is something that doesn't necessarily have to be that racially specific, but can be as evocative, because that's very colourful.
Yes, so send your ideas, your comparisons, your metaphors our way. What other local comparison can we make to 1MDB? Call 7733290, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Business, finance, and music. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:51. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we've been talking about a hashtag that's trending, hashtag Petaling Street, in relation to the 1MDB trial, because lead prosecutor Dato' Sri Gopal Sriram essentially compared the financial situation of 1MDB to a Chinese coffee shop in Petaling Street. So we've been asking you for your own ways of describing the situation. What other local comparison can we make to 1MDB? You can call 7733290, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we do have some choices already.
We do. So Nini starts us off saying it's more akin to Alibaba and the 40 Thieves than any local comparison, except maybe P. Ramlee's version.
Well, that is the best version, clearly. But also the version that is, I think, as twisty and as dramatic and as funny, but also frustrating.
As funny and frustrating, and also funny, but is it for the right reasons? Like, this is what we have to ask ourselves. I did also want to say that in the comparisons that we're getting, what I'm enjoying is that we're not necessarily looking for something that can't be dismantled. Because even the initial statement, right, run like a Chinese coffee shop on Petaling Street, I just wanted to reiterate that Malaysians rose to the defense of coffee shops like they were training for it. It was like, hey, they make money. Hey, we get our food. So we do, however, have... I'm not sure whether this is as sound as that comparison, but we have Marnaidu saying 1MDB is like Muruku, ends up being Kiruku only.
Well, so if you don't understand Tamil, Kiruku means, well, crazy or a little bit nuts. But I appreciate, okay, so many things. I appreciate the rhyme, Muruku, Kiruku, great Tamil comparison. But also it being Deepavali, I feel like that's such a thematic joke. 100 points to that.
A thematic joke and a food-related joke. So again, in keeping with our top picks so far, which again are the original statement, which is run like a Chinese coffee shop on Petaling Street. Our very own Sharmila Ganesan throwing her hat in with durian. It's rich, but it stinks. And now we have a snack comparison. So I'm really enjoying the fact that we've gone from, it's all still food, mostly. it started off with a restaurant, and then we got to our national fruit, and then now we're at snacks.
Yes, and let's see. This isn't nearly as pleasing, I think, but Radha says, 1MDB is a cesspool that overthrows the best perfumes of Arabia. This is what the world would say, the greatest Malaysians stink. I don't like the visual that I'm getting in my head from reading that, but as far as a metaphor goes, that's a powerful one.
It really is. Also quite intrigued by the fact that so far what we have is food and also messages with a somewhat almost mythological slant, right? Alibaba and the 40 Thieves, the best perfumes of Arabia. I really feel that everybody is delivering on the evocative nature that we were calling for.
The evocative nature, the sort of, I guess, the... I want to say the scale or the almost epic sense of how you know, do you remember those diagrams that people had to draw in like the media for people to understand what had happened with 1MDB?
Yes.
All of this just really evokes that kind of scale and drama. Keep those thoughts coming. We're looking for, really, other local comparisons that we can make to 1MDB. This is coming on the wake of Dato' Sri Gopal Sriram calling their finances being run like a Chinese coffee shop in Pataling Street. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, coming up after the 6 o'clock news on Inside Story, we are going to be moving on to a more serious topic. But Lynn, I believe you haven't actually shared your thoughts on this.
No, and I have one. It's not good, but I'm proud of it. It is deeply specific. I think that it is like a disappointing curry puff. Not a common phrase, and yet an experience that every Malaysian knows in their heart of hearts. You are looking at a curry puff. It looks fine. You bite into it, and the filling is just not there. Either it is empty, like half empty, or it was just not the filling you were expecting. And this is the nature of the disappointing curry puff. This is my lot.
That is deeply specific, and it's also an experience I think that everyone's gone through at least once in their life. You know, the ones that look really delicious and then you bite into it and it's half air? That's the most disappointing experience.
And like 1MDB, look at me, I'm just going to riff. And like 1MDB, the curry puff is meant to serve us all. It is meant to be our comfort. It is meant to be for us. And yet we bite into it and it is disappointing, my friends. This is my comparison.
So keep sending us your thoughts. Is it food? Is it, what is it, perfume? Are there films? What other local comparisons can we make to 1MDB? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And later on Inside Story, we're going to be looking at something that really many people have been waiting for, a bill that will criminalize stalking.
Yes, it's making its way towards Parliament, and it's been much talked about because I think it is such a welcome thing. So we wanted to look at what the law will need to have in order to truly address the issue and be holistic. We also wanted to talk about how to recognize stalking when it happens, because some elements of it have really become normalized over time, whether it's the idea of persistence, whether it's the idea of, yeah, just surprise her, just show up at her workplace. So we wanted to talk about how to address those sorts of behaviors.
So do send your thoughts our way. What needs to happen to stop stalking? Have you ever been stalked? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. That's coming up on Inside Story after the 6 o'clock news. So keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.